95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Happy to say hello to Kevin Smith.
Hey!
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, kids. How are you?
We're good. How you been?
I've been good, man. I mean, well, last year I went into the mental hospital, but it's been a year since then, so I've been good. So far, I've found my marble again, and everything's copacetic.
Excellent. That's a weird way of answering a question.
Yeah. I like it.
I went deep real fast, man. You know, there's no nipple work with Kevin Smith. It's just kind of right to it.
Tell us
you've been there for a red hot minute now, right?
Yeah, been here for
it's like three and a half years.
Three and a half
like
years.
That. They haven't kicked us out yet. I'm sure any day now.
Tell them I need a job.
They're not exactly hiring.
Darn, man, not your job. Just anybody's.
Oh, okay.
It is. That's why I keep doing live podcasts and stuff like Hollywood Babylon that I'll be doing at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank.
Yeah, with Ralph guy. Yeah, you know, we haven't talked to him in a very long time. It certainly wasn't just about 30 minutes ago. That's for damn sure.
Let me tell you, he gets around, but that couldn't have been him. I'm sure he's busy getting ready for his show on Saturday night at Flappers.
What time is the show?
We always go about 10 o'clock. We used to, you know, do the show over at the Improv and stuff, but Flappers been our home for the last few years, at least since the pandemic. They always treat us real well.
Nice.
10 o'clock, the fun begins.
How do you find is the crowd usually drunk by then?
Yeah, 100%. That's the only way we're funny. I can't speak for Ralph. He's always funny, but like I definitely need a bunch of people to have two drinks minimum to be like, yeah, this will pass. Silent Bob talking isn't too weird.
Heidi and Frank always leave a great deal of booze in the studio, so we're always set. So you're good to go.
Done and done. Oh my God, I could use that.
For people who haven't seen you live yet, tell them what the podcast is about.
So Ralph Garman and I have been doing Hollywood Babylon for, I think it's now, we're coming up on our 15th year.
Wow. That's insane.
Holy cow.
Can you imagine?
No.
And it was born on the Kevin and Bean show
back in the
day when I would come in and hang out with the boys. And then, you know, you get your allotted time. And then they were like, okay, Kev, you can go. And like, unless you want to do the showbiz beat. And I'd be like, I would love to do that. So I hung out for that. And then Ralph and I eventually, like, built a friendship. And suddenly we kind of took the idea of talking about entertainment to this little Smodcastle podcast theater I had, like, years ago. Now I own a movie theater called Smodcastle Cinema in New Jersey, in my hometown. But that's a whole different thing.
Oh, nice. That's
we
awesome.
Had this tiny theater on Santa Monica Boulevard back in the day. And I came on to the Kevin Bean show in the morning to talk about, like, hey, I'm opening up a podcast theater. And this is like back in 2010, I want to say. And so Ralph said, hey, remember, like, we talked about doing a show for K-Rock, a Saturday morning entertainment show. Mm-hmm. What if we just did it at your podcast theater? And I said, yeah, let's try it out. And we did it for years. Like, again, this is our 15th year. We've taken the show everywhere. Basically, we just sit there and make fun of our Hollywood betters. No finer way to make a living in this town. And we became a staple of Friday, Saturday night here in town for like the longest time. And we were able to build it, take it to London. We played the Orpheum,
wow.
6,000 people. Like, so there's still gas in the tank. At one point, like after the pandemic, Ralph was like, do you really want to keep doing this? And I was like, I think we can, man. Like, because we have a good time when it happens. And
it's kind of what
always enjoys.
It's weird how sometimes these things you're just screwing around with a friend or whatever turn out to be the best things, as opposed to, you know, a lot of planning going into it, a lot of work and promotion.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And the thing is, we're living longer, right? So it's like something you start is like, oh, this will be a hoot. Suddenly we figured out, like, A, how to turn our hobbies into our livelihood.
Right.
And then B, our lives are so damn long, it's like, oh my God, we're still doing it. And Jason Mewes and I are still Jay and Silent Bobbing it 30 years in. This is the 30th anniversary of Clerks this
that
year.
That is amazing.
That's insane.
Doesn't that make you feel old?
Yeah,
of course.
30th anniversary by default of Jay and Silent Bob. So him and I have been putting on those goofy outfits and me not saying anything for the better part of 30 years. At the end of this year, we're going to make another Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Nice.
Fantastic.
What number would that be by now, with including everything else in the verse?
Including everything in this universe, that would be number nine. In this universe. If I can get to 10, that'll feel, I don't know, some sort of... I say that because I want a job in the future.
Of course.
Let's hope we get to 10.
Tell us about the 4:30 movie.
Yeah, Kevin Smith's 4:30 movie coming out this summer. Is that right?
Yeah, it's coming out this summer. Saban picked it up. It was a flick we shot last summer, back in that movie theater I own in New Jersey, Smile Castle Cinemas. When I bought that place with my friends, I was like, well, we got a free set, so I might as well write a movie for it.
Sure.
So I started writing a flick about, you know, four kids who go hopping around a multiplex on one day in 1986. We used to do that as kids. You pay for one movie.
Yep.
And then you just go see every other movie.
Kevin here was expert at it.
Same thing.
He taught me exactly how it worked a long time ago.
Oh, man. It's so weird that I got over on the movie business for so long and then became a part of it as well.
That is hilarious.
Right.
And now you're doing a movie about getting over on the movie business.
Yes. It's just I'm falling in my own meta hole. Exactly as dirty as I meant it to say.
I would rather you didn't say that.
So, did you, any chance, going to show some of those movies that you had as the list of Clerks, the adult titles, which is one of the best lists ever given in a movie, at your theater in Jersey? Any of the all holes filled with that sort of thing?
Oh, the porn titles.
Yes.
If the city ordered, well, the town where we are, it's not even a town, it's small, it's a borough. If the borough of Atlantic Highlands ordinances let me show porn, believe me, I would be doing it, because film exhibition is in the toilet, man. It's so tough to get people to come out to see a movie, particularly in an old-ass movie theater like ours. So if I thought porn would bring a single person in and I wouldn't get prosecuted, oh, I'd be all
good. All right, tell us again about the Hollywood Babylon.
Hollywood Babylon is happening Saturday night. Me and Ralph Garman, 10 o'clock at Flappers Comedy Club right there in Burbank. Tickets at ceasemod.com, ceesmod.com. We're right there at the door. Good times, man. You will laugh your ass off.
That is true.
And yes, the booze will help.
Kevin, it was great to catch up with you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Oh, my Lord. Excellent talking.